Micheál Nochtain defeating us at League One final, but one thing's for sure, you can be very proud of your girls after a fine display here today. It just wasn't to be at the end.
Yes, I mean, you know, like, the one thing, you know, we asked the girls was basically, you know, whatever they could do or however they could leave on the pitch, to leave on the pitch. And I think nobody can question their heart and their commitment and the amount of respect they have for Donegal jersey and a Donegal crest. And, you know, I think they represent Donegal very well today, but I'm very disappointed for them personally and for the amount of Donegal people that travelled here today that were not taking the cup down to the hills.
Yep. It's a disappointing day, and if we recap on the match, we've seen it a couple of times already this year. Mullen, for example, he's were caught napping at the back very early on, and you had to work hard to crawl that back, that goal deficit.
Yes, I mean, you know, they got off from the first move of the game, and you're right to say got caught. But look, I mean, you know, we always stick to our game plan. We believe in our focus. We knew Cork would come at the time. We knew they would have a proper patch. Unfortunately, it came very quick. But I mean, you know, we settled, and basically we got back on the ball and we got level. I mean, and you know, basically won a pint up at one stage.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, you know, we had huge opportunities here in the second half. I mean, unfortunately, you know, another day they probably would have gone over. We had 5 pints in a row that didn't probably go over for us today, and another day they would have gone over, and if they would, we probably would have won league champions today.
Yeah, it was a totally different start to the second half when we had that goal in there from Niamh Hegarty. It was the best possible start you could wish for.
Yes, and I mean, you know, we made it, if you change it at half time, we brought Nicole out to the back line and put Trace in the corner, I mean, and brought Paula on it. And basically, you know, we knew if we ran at them and opened them up, we had the legs of them. But unfortunately, I mean, Cork never go away, and they keep coming back and tapping away at pints, and you know, probably a decision there at the end basically cost us the game, which I'm very disappointed about in relation to Nicole.
Yeah, there was two decisions there at the end that we were questioning, and it was unfortunate because when you get somebody of the calibre of Orla Finn who kicked 110 today at that tick in their freeze, you were going to get punished for it, and was unfairly punished.
Definitely, exactly. You know, when you think 1 pint wins the game, I mean, two big decisions there in the last 7 minutes that went against us, and again basically frustrate girls and it knock them off. But look, nevertheless, Betty, you know, we're more disappointed. I'm personally disappointed for the girls because they're the girls that put in all the hard work out in the field, worked for since last November. I mean, I'm disappointed for them because nobody wanted a league title more than girls. And, you know, basically the work rate they put on the ball today, and I mean, you know, up and down the field, I mean, in the temperature that was here, I mean,
yeah,
you know, all you can do is give credit to them. But unfortunately, today wasn't to be, and, you know, it's hard when you get beaten by 1 pint.
Yeah, was it a case that the other girls had to work harder than they did all season? Because if you looked at the second half, Geraldine Yvonne didn't notch up a score in the second half, which is unheard of, but the other girls stepped up to the plate on that occasion, Michael.
Yes, and I mean, and, you know, this I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, another day, I mean, you know, they would have gone over for Geraldine and Yvonne. Unfortunately, you know, they had chances today and they didn't go over, and that's the cruel thing about the game of football.
No. Yeah, but overall, this campaign, I know it's disappointing and defeat here today. Donegal were tipped for one of the teams to go down in relegation back to Division 2. It wasn't the case. You played some brilliant football throughout the season, some very, very impressive performances. You were impressive here today, but the result wasn't to be for you. But I suppose when you get time to sit back, maybe later tonight or later in the week, Michael, it's a satisfactory campaign for you and your girls.
Well, look, yes, I mean, you're right, Oisin. Basically, at the beginning of the season, our aim was to retain our Division 1 status. You know, we did that we did it in style, and, you know, basically we took every game as it came, and, you know, basically when it got basically that we were safe in Division 1, we knew basically we'd press on and look for the semi-final spot. And when we got to the semi-final spot, we wanted to get to a final spot, and when we got to the final spot, we wanted to take home the trophy today. But unfortunately, I mean, you know, great work to the girls. I mean, you know, great pride. I mean, you know, definitely we'll take a lot of positive from it. As you say, I mean, the biggest disappointment is for the girls that we didn't take the trophy home today. But I mean, we'll dust ourselves down, we'll go back and regroup and we'll refocus for the championship. And now all our attention will turn to the 10th of June.
Yeah, just finally then, I don't think there's any better preparation for this for the championship. Would you agree?
Definitely. Look, these are the types of games you want to play, and these are the types of teams you want to play in. And, you know, a game like this is better than 10 training sessions.